Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing love that he would go to a cross for us and give his life for us, which made a way for us to have eternal salvation, to be redeemed and set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Reaching Out Radio International. I'm very excited to have a special guest on with me tonight, and he's going to be sharing about his journey and about his book, and I'm just trusting God tonight. We're just going to let go and let the Spirit lead, and we're just going to enjoy some time together in fellowship tonight and talk about Chaz's book and just learn some about the authors, because I know our listeners like to get familiarized with our different authors and artists that come on. So I'm going to start us off in a word of prayer, and then I'm going to share some of his bio, and then I'm just going to introduce you and let him have the floor. So if you would all please come together with me in agreement as we go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, I just humbly come before your throne of grace, Father God. And Father, I just lift this broadcast up to you tonight, your God, that it will glorify your name, Father God. And Father God, right now, Chaz and I just get out of the way, Father God. And we ask that you just let the Spirit flow upon both of us and that you lead tonight in this broadcast, Father God. And most importantly, that you'll be glorified, Father God. And Lord, I just pray, dear God, that this would bring new people in, dear God, that can get his book and be blessed by it, dear God, and can bring some positivity into life and so many negative things in this world, Father God. And Lord, I pray, dear God, that you'll bless Chaz with more books, Father God, and anoint him and appoint him, dear God, to use him as an author in a mighty way for your glory, Father God. I speak against any negative things the enemy tries to plan against the broadcast tonight, Father God, and I just plead the blood of Jesus over it, dear God, and take us forth from every corner of every nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Well, tonight my special guest here on Reaching Out Radio International is Chaz Douglas. Chaz is an educator and member of the United States Air Force Reserve. He has a bachelor's in education from Eastern Michigan University and a master's in educational leadership from Central Michigan University, which I actually have a lot of family members that live in Michigan, so I think that's pretty cool. Douglas, he began teaching Bible study for the youth ministry at his church from the ages 6 and 17. He would later be asked to teach the youth ministry teachers' learning strategies and biblical principles to assist with the children that they would instruct. He is currently taking a course by Tom Corson, known as he's an Amazon best-selling author. Douglas believes the course is preparing him to become an author who produces what readers want. And it's really good. I really like that that's put in there because I really feel like it's important in ways that we can grow our gifts that God gives us, that we're willing to put in some work and, you know, to let people mold us. And there's so many that have knowledge in various ways that we can use. So I really think that's cool that he's incorporating that into his life. The reason for writing this series was the experience Douglas had been deployed in the Air Force. And thank you so much, brother, for your service. And he was deployed for 6 months and used his time. How do you say that Air Force base, brother? I don't want to be rude.
Oh, Ali Asaleen.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So you've been to Kuwait to increase his relationship with God. As he prayed, read, and meditated on the Word of God, the Holy Spirit increased his wisdom to be able to write biblical lessons that the men and women could apply in their lives. The Holy Spirit led him to write this series to help all people have a better relationship with the Lord. And see, that's right there is what it's about. And to me, it's a beautiful thing when people take their God-given talents and they use them to reach people, to minister, because it takes standing behind a pulpit to minister people. You don't have to be a pastor. Like, there's so many different ways that we can minister to people, and one of them is truly being an author, and I really think it's amazing, too, that you've actually been in the Air Force, and you know, a lot of people don't really realize what that entails when you get deployed away from your family, away from your loved ones, to places you've never been, going into the unknown. You know, that takes some faith and courage within itself.
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
Well, I was going to ask you, at what age, Chaz, did you come to know the Lord? When were you saved?
I was saved. Sister Montel, I want to thank you for having me on. I was saved at an early age. I was actually 7 when I accepted Christ. I'm 31 right now, so it was. I was really young. My grandfather was a pastor, and so I grew up in the church, and I remember one day I just remember asking him what is it to be saved? What do I have to do to be baptized and to be saved? And he just just share that with me as far as believing that Jesus was the Son of God and that he died and rose for us. And so I got baptized and I was saved, you know, what, 24, almost 25 years ago.
Well, that's awesome. You were blessed like me to be raised up in church, you know, with a family that loved the Lord. And, you know, you had a grandpa that was a pastor, you know, and not everybody has that privilege in their life. Not everyone is blessed to, you know, come up from a background where I was blessed. I miss my mom and my grandma both so much. They're in heaven with the Lord now. But I was blessed to be raised in church, you know, singing and worshiping. And, you know, when the church doors was open, I was there. That's, you know, I was taught from an early age, like you, what it truly meant to have faith. And, you know, I had that love of God in my life from an early age. But as you got older and, you know, as you started growing, as we do in our walk for Christ, you know, when did you realize, I know reading your bio here, you talked about how you grew closer to God when you was deployed and started writing these teachings. But even before then, did you feel like a call or a pull in your life, that gift of writing? When did you first really start acknowledging or feeling the leading that God was calling you to write, to be an author, to teach people through writing?
Well, I didn't really know until when I was deployed that, like, I love to write. I always, you know, when I was younger, I used to, like, write stories and stuff like that. I was a superhero fan, so I would write my own, you know, like, little stories. So I loved to write, and even in high school and college, like, I knew I was a pretty good writer because when I was in grad school, or even in undergrad, like the teachers, when they would grade my writings, I always got good grades on my paper. So I knew I could write and that I loved to write. But it wasn't until I was deployed and I would write down the different lessons that I learned. And when I was deployed, what I did was I would read scripture, you know. For an example, I read, I don't know, John 1, you know, chapter 1 and 2. And then after I would read, I would, you know, as I would read, the Holy Spirit would just give me, you know, points or something that not only I could apply, but somebody else could apply. And so what I would do is just write that down in my notebook. And then when I would read those, you know, I would read commentary. And then I would read commentary, and it was similar to what I wrote down. I wasn't copying anybody's commentary, but it was similar to what I wrote down. And I said, I think that I may be able to help somebody else with this. You know, I would have, you know, when I was deployed, I had notebooks full of writings that I, you know, after I read the Bible, or, you know, when I would read, I would just have, you know, notebooks full of writings. And so I said, this sounds pretty good. I probably can publish those and encourage somebody else because, you know, like you said, sister, God has given us different abilities, not for ourselves, but to help other people, because that's what Jesus did. He used his power. He used what God gave him to bless others. So when I got back from the States, I mean, from Kuwait, I joined the church because I actually moved. I was in North Carolina, and then I got deployed from North Carolina, and then I got a job while I was in Kuwait back to Michigan, because I'm originally from Michigan. And so when I moved back here, I joined the church, and then I went to I joined a Christian Tabernacle. Then I went to a transitions meeting, which is like a millennial meeting, and, you know, ages 19 to 40. And the pastor was just talking about goal setting and, you know, reaching our goals and reaching our dreams, you know, different steps that we that we should take. And they had us write down the different goals that we had for that year. And one of my goals was to publish, you know, it wasn't even to publish my writing. It was just to get into the right step, you know, the right direction to publish. So I talked to him after, and then he gave me the leader, one of the ministers at the church. He had experience with, you know, writing and publishing. So I met with him a couple of times, and then a few months later, I started typing, and then a few months later, I took, you know, that class from Tom Corson Knowles, and it just showed how to format the book and how to publish. And after a few months, I was able to publish my first devotional. And so I really, you know, the thing was, I just got my master's. I got my master's in education leadership in May, and then I started to apply for jobs in education leadership, like assistant principal positions, dean positions. And then a couple months later, no, it was the next month. Next month, I got orders to be deployed. So I was really upset because I wanted to go. I wanted to, you know, start, you know, further my career in education. But God has something different for me, and I'm really thankful that I was deployed, because then I was able to write, you know, get the motivation to write those books. And also just be in a space where I could develop, not develop because I already had a relationship with God, but just to increase my relationship with God in while I was deployed. So it was really a blessing. I mean, I didn't know it was a blessing at the time, because I was really, you know, I was afraid to go, you know, because, you know, you hear different stories about, you know, somebody may be getting captured, and you know how they have like the prisoner of wars, and you know they, you know, I didn't, you know, a lot of people get hurt, by, you know, when they're over there. So I was afraid to go, and then I wanted to further my career, but God, excuse me, has something, you know, better for me, and also has something better for other people that are benefiting from my devotionals.
And a lot of times people don't like to have those surprises come in their life. Like, so many times, and I don't mean it in a negative way, but so many times we kind of get into self, and we have all things mapped out, and we're prepared, and we're like, we've got this. Okay, this is where I'm supposed to be going. And then all of a sudden God will say, uh-uh, and he'll change the course. He'll change the plan. And many times it's that moment. We may not really like that transition, or we may not want to go through that thing. But I know in my own journey and walk, as I went through my mom having cancer and everything I went through with her, like, it's really hard. I'm still grieving. It'll be a year, the 21st, that I lost my mom. But along that journey, I got to see the true warrior faith my mom was. And, you know, along the whole course of the 2 years my mom battled cancer, she impacted so many lives. She led doctors to the Lord. Like, I mean, it was her walk of faith.
Awesome.
God was showing me, you know, through my mom had a choice in the midst of, like, what you went through. Am I going to use this time to grow closer to God, to glorify God? Or am I going to sit back, cry, and, you know, give the enemy takeover? And God many times will put us in places that we never would imagine to get our attention or to grow closer to us. Or, you know, when we get in those places, we really do draw closer to God because we really need him. Being deployed,
yes,
you know, going to places where there's war going on, to unfamiliar territory, then you have to have God in your life for that, you know.
Yeah, it's difficult. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's pretty awesome, though, how he took you and put you there, because you have to be in faith at that moment. And he molded you and he taught you. You know, I think about the kids, like the Hebrew children, you know, in the fiery furnace. And I think about, you know, Daniel that got, you know, he got tossed into the lion's den. We're talking about lions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Through their faith, you know, look how God blessed their life and the testimonies that they had, you know. And just like you, you know, you got deployed and you wasn't anticipating this. You were actually taking steps of faith to what your vision was. You was preparing yourself, molding yourself to write these books. And so you had already stepped up. You're kind of, it's kind of like when God calls us to something. And you know, like you said, you were feeling that. We have a choice. Do we go out there and start? It's kind of like a farmer. You got to go out there and cultivate and, you know, mix up the soil. And then you got to take that seed of faith and plant it. And then you got to start working that. And see, that's what you were doing. You were preparing your field for the harvest of these books to come forth. We have to put in the work. A lot of times, I'm not saying God won't just do things for us or let things happen, but honestly, he respects it more when we're really willing to take and walk by faith and not sight, and to put in the work and say, okay, God, I'm trusting you to bless this, you know, to have favor on this, but I'm going to do this and put in this work. And see, that's what you did. You were putting in the work. You were walking by faith. And then your these books, God brought these books forth, and, you know, your books were birthed. Praise God for that. And I was going to ask you, how many books total, like, I know you got the devotional. How many books total is it that you have right now? It's like a
there
series.
Are,
is that not correct?
Yes, yes. There are four books on Amazon right now. It is Walking Daily with the Lord. They're all Walking Daily with the Lord. The first one is Learning to Be God's Friend. The second is Hearing God's Whisper. The third is Hearing from Your Friend Jesus. Is kind of like a discount for the first two. So the third one, hearing from Your Friend Jesus, is the first two combined, but is at a discounted rate. Instead of paying the full price for both, you can get that one at a discounted rate. And then the fourth, which was on a 5-day promotion, free, you could download it for free on Kindle. It's called The Revelation of God, and that's that just came out a couple weeks ago.
And revelations are a very powerful thing. I really like that title, Revelation. I really like that.
And the thing is, like, it was on the subtitles are kind of like how I felt, you know, what that devotional was saying, like, the first one, Learn to Be God's Friend, it's kind of, you know, as you read, if you read daily, you become more of a friend to God. God becomes more of a friend to you. Hearing God's Whisper I was inspired by Elijah and him in the cave, and how, you know, God will get our attention, and he might not do it with a loud voice. It might just be like a whisper. It might not be a miraculous sign, but it could just be that whisper. And the revelation of God came from how, you know, because a lot of that devotional is from Jeremiah and some of the prophets, and how, you know, just how God gave them revelation based on their obedience. You know, as they continue to speak what he gave him, what God gave Jeremiah and the prophets, God continued to give him more revelation. And that's the same with us. Like, as we continue to do what God wants us to do and say what he wants us to say, he will continue to give us, you know, that revelation of God, you know, that revelation he gives us. So they were all kind of like inspired by, you know, something that I wrote or something that was in the Bible. So like you said, A lot of times we don't want to go through those like journeys or wilderness, but the result is amazing. I didn't want to go, but I'm after it's over, I'm like so glad that I did, because I had it was a good experience, but it really showed how powerful God is and how He can use circumstances and situations to develop you in the relationship that He has with you. So I thank God for that experience.
And it's really cool listening to you talking, and I'm sure this applies to a lot of other people's lives as well, but, you know, your inspirations to reading God's Word and growing closer to Him actually opened up revelation. So your inspirations led to revelation, and that's a powerful thing because, you know, and many times a lot of people may not have an understanding, you know, in the Word, or they may not understand, like, with what your journey was going in. But if we really take time, because the Word of God even teaches us that we can ask God for wisdom. And if you don't have an understanding in something, or maybe you're not understanding what you're going through or where you're at, you know, we got to have faith like the Hebrew children did, and like Daniel and the lions did. You know, they stay true to their God. And no matter where we're at or what we're going through, we may be on the top of the mountain or in one of the deepest, you know, one of our own furnaces, or in the lion's den herself. We got to remember that God's always in the midst. He never leaves us and He never forsakes us. And we have to trust Him that He is going to bring us through. He equips us with all that we need. And when we walk by faith, and it's just so amazing. I really truly see when God talks in the Word about all things work together for His good and glory.
Oh, yeah.
In my own life, I've seen that. And the problem is, you know, sadly in this world, a lot of people use God like a crutch. When they're broken down or something's not going right, they prop up on Him. But whenever that area gets healed or it gets better, what do? They toss that crutch aside. They throw the crutch away. And the only time they bring the crutch out is when they need something. It's sad that many times people only want to turn to God when they need something. But one of the things I really think that you said that was really beautiful is you were talking about us being a friend with God. You know, I am a friend of God's, and He's our friend, because that's a beautiful thing. You know, God loves us every day. He loves us, you know, in our sin. He loves us in all things. And what a beautiful thing to think of God as our friend. I really think that's awesome that you acknowledge that, because to me, someone that is my friend is someone that's always going to listen to me, that's going to love me in the good and the bad, someone that I know I can turn to, whatever I'm going through, that I can call on any time, that's going to lift me up when I'm down. See, that's a powerful thing that you said there, and I really hope the listeners really acknowledge Him as your friend, and as you have, God has used you to mold you and to grow you, to teach, you know, through these writings and stuff. See, I really feel in my spirit, in the leading of my spirit, you're going to help other people to realize that God is their friend. A lot of people view God and they get scared of God, which I have reverence and fear for God, and we should to a point, but we also need to be able to get to that point like you're talking about. Hey, God's my friend. He loves me, you know. He's my friend, a friend closer than a brother. That, you know, that to me, that's a really powerful thing, and that's one of the things that inspires me in my walk with God. It encourages me. You know, He's my friend. He's God, but He's my friend. And a lot of people really need to get that concept in life, you know. He's God, He's Almighty. But He's so much more than just that. He is our friend, and He loves us. He's our Father, but He's our friend. And that's a place you got to whenever you were deployed. And, you know, and when you seek Him like that, God will give you revelations like He gave you. And, you know, and then your writings being, you know, inspired by the Bible, and so the relationship you came to know with God in this, you grew closer. You chose to grow closer and to be used for Him, you know, whenever you were going through these things. And And I can't even begin to imagine, like, you know, going into Kuwait. There, it's so different because my husband and I do, we have ministered into other countries like Pakistan and India and Africa, various places through Skype. And the world, like, everything is so different. I mean, we don't really truly have an understanding unless you see, but actually going over to places like that, it's a whole different concept. It's a whole different world, and it really opens your eyes up to a lot of things.
Yes, yes, yes. So it did help, like, with the relationship, and it just, like you said, makes you look at life a little bit different. Like, you know, sometimes we take things for granted here, you know, just being a believer, because over there, Christianity is not, yeah, it's not that popular, you know,
thing.
Like, you know, it's like you're not the majority over there, so, you know, and it's looked down on, and so it's you know, it just makes me feel, you know, I appreciate being in America because, you know, we are free to be Christian over here, and we're not persecuted like them over there for being, you know, being believers. So it was, you know, it's good to be in America. But one thing I kind of want the listeners to know and to, you know, take from this is, one, you know, like we talking about learn, you know, trying to have the best relationship with God, trying to be His friend, and, you know, we do that by, you know, reading daily, meditating daily, and praying, you know, just having conversation with God, and also just allowing God to have His way in your life, because a lot of times what we want is not what God wants, but what He wants is better for us. So I just want them to, you know, just have their way, allow God to have His way in their life, and it may not be, you know, it may not be comfortable, it may not feel good, but it's temporary, you know, that this comfort or that journey or that wilderness is temporary, but is making you into a better Christian, you know, just like the Bible talks about, you know, suffering, you know, builds character and then endurance. And so I just kind of want the listeners to have God, let God have His way in their life, and to also try to, you know, pray to the Lord to see what He wants them to do to have the best relationship that they can have with Him. Because once you have that relationship, it's like, yeah, a lot of things fall in line as far as, you know, different, you know, having that revelation, having, you know, God allow, you know, opening doors for them, God giving them wisdom to do, you know, for the next step in their life. So that's what I would tell, you know, everybody, and I appreciate you, you know, having me on and everything, and it was awesome, you know, just talking with you and, you know, hearing about the experience you had with your mother and how that helped, you know, it helped people to come to God, you know. So it was really good, and I just hope the listeners are able to, you know, have that best develop the best relationship they can with the Lord, and just learning to be His friend.
Well, one of the main points that you touched on is that willingness and that surrenderedness. If you offer yourself as a willing vessel and you surrender to God, you know, my life verse is John 3:30, and that is that God becomes greater and that I increase, because if we allow Him to become greater and increase, you know, we're going to be able to decrease in the things that are unpleasing to God. So that's my life verse every day, is, you know, that God increases, that I decrease. And that's, you know, that's basically saying that we got to die of self, like the word says, daily. And that's,
yeah,
you know, the important thing, discovering that He is our friend and having that willingness and listening to you when people The links to, I wanted to let everybody know, in the episode info, I've shared the link to Chaz's YouTube and also the link to get his books. And I would encourage you to do that. You know, a lot of people like celebrating the holidays. And another thing that I feel led to share in the spirit too is we do have a lot of men and women that have been deployed that are fighting for our freedoms. You know, we sit here in America free, not even thinking about what they're going through over there, you know, fighting for us, you know, protecting us. But a great idea would be you can send care packages to soldiers. And a great idea would be to get some of Chaz's books. What a great idea to get some of those and to send them over to our soldiers, because who more, you know, and people that's in a war zone and away from their family, away from their loved ones, man, brothers and sisters, they need encouragement. They need our prayers. You know, that could be an empowering thing to them. And what's really beautiful about this is, you know, when that person can read what God has given him, they pass it on. You know, if you really get a hold of how God works, you know, it's not just, hey, someone gets this. If you pay that stuff forward and they share it, you know, you'd really be surprised how many people can be reached in that. So that's something I encourage you in. Or maybe you have a family member. Or I even think about so many people forget about people that are in prison. Just because people are in prison don't mean that they don't deserve love, that they don't deserve prayers. God's in the prisons, brothers and sisters. He's everywhere. Yeah. He loves people. He sent Jesus for the sinners. And that's part of the problem in this world right now. People want to condemn, they want to judge. And John 3:17 tells us that he didn't come into the world to condemn it, but he came that people could have life and have it more abundantly. We need to get out of that mindset of condemning people and focusing on their sins, because who has not sinned? Who daily we fall short of the glory of God, like he tells us in Romans. We really need to get to the mindset, hey, you know, it don't have to be great, big, huge things. And it's like Chaz mentioned earlier, and I thought that was really awesome too. A lot of times people think God's going to come with a thunder and a lightning and big booms, but many times it isn't a whisper of love. And I think that's a beautiful thing right there that he mentioned. God knows how to approach each of us and how to reach us. But I love those moments where I'll be driving in my car, and I love to watch the sun come up. Every morning when I get up and I see the sun come up, I say, hey, God, good morning, God. Hello, God. You know, various times of the day, because I see God. To me, when you look at his creation, it testifies to his greatness. And, you know, but that's just, I really think that would be a great idea for people. And this is just something I felt led in my spirit. He didn't ask me to, you know, promote nothing or anything else. God leads me to people. He connects us for his purpose. But I just really feel like that would be a great idea. Maybe you're wanting to be a blessing to someone. There's also, you can get a hold of me, Evangelist Montel Fields, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you know, and I can give you connections to people you could send these books to as well. I know a lot of people in Pakistan, India, Africa, China, like around the world, we're international, that could use these books to bless people with. And sometimes people think, well, I can't send things internationally because it's in English. But to be honest with you, many people do know how to speak and read English in all the other nations and countries. So that's just an idea. I myself want to promote my brother in Christ, and I feel like these books will be an asset in someone's life. You know, it's a great idea for a gift as we get ready to come into the holiday season, or for a birthday, or like I said, people in prison are soldiers. My husband and I did an event here in town for the Pregnancy Care Center and our soldiers, and some of the simplest things you would be amazed that they can use that we have every day that they don't have. This simple little thing, sometimes simple as chapstick, brothers and sisters, because the weather is very crucial and critical, you know. So those are just ideas, and I just encourage you tonight to go check out Chaz's YouTube channel, and the link is on there. It's simple. You just click on it or copy and paste, and it will take you to it. So, but I've really enjoyed having him on to share with us tonight, and I saw the sweet spirit tonight and that God was with us. And one last question to you before we get ready to go off the air tonight. Are you working on, you are planning on having more books come out, correct?
Yes, yes. They the fifth one is just I'm just waiting on to for people to get this fourth one, and then maybe another month or so I'll put out the fifth one.
Well, I encourage everyone to go to author Chaz Douglas' website on YouTube and on Amazon. Check his books out. Maybe you want God to become your friend. And this is a perfect opportunity, And, it's exciting when you hear part of the author's journey, how these books come to life and how God puts you somewhere like Kuwait to open up the door for this to happen. And he'll put us, like you said, in places we never anticipate. But we have a choice. Are we going to take it with grace and be thankful in our trials? Are we going to sit down and have a temper tantrum and not be used for God's glory? It really, truly does. And honestly, in every aspect of life, it always comes down to a choice, a willingness,
yes.
and understanding that every action has a reaction. So our choices are really important. And, surrender and be willing, or, be rebellious and walk away. So I'm really thankful to God that you had that willingness. And I think really people could learn from you, too. If you have this vision, maybe you have a vision to be a Christian artist, to sing, to write music, or, maybe like with you as someone to teach a class, whatever it might be, ask God to show you the steps to mold you and prepare you and, start preparing and building and educating yourself in it before you get to that point. Because when God sees that you're molding yourself and you're taking steps of faith, you're building a foundation. And as you build a foundation, God's going to just keep adding to it. So, you learn as you grow. And as you put in the work, you're going to see the harvest. So, like I said, it all works together for God's glory. We don't always like going through, but we got to remember this too shall pass. God never promised that we would never go through things, but he did promise he would never leave us or forsake us, and that's the important thing to hold on to.
Yes, and you said something that was, you kind of took the words out of my mouth when I did find out that I was going to go. I was angry, but like you said, I kind of made it in my mind that I wasn't going to be angry. I wasn't going to have a bad attitude. I wanted to make sure that I took that time. I mean, I believe that God made that, had me to go there and have that time so I can have a better relationship with him. And I can strengthen the relationship that I have with him. And so I did want to use that time and that situation to for the good and not for, not to be upset and not to have a bad attitude, because there was a reason why he had me to be there. So, if anybody's going through something, not to take that time, I just want to encourage people not to take that time to be upset or to have a bad attitude, but to look at it, ask God, what does he want you to learn from it? What does he want you to do during that time? So I just want to encourage them to find out what God wants, during that wilderness time.
Amen, brother. That's great words of wisdom right there. Because we're all going to have our wildernesses. We know that. But praise God, we always come out, and we just got to hold on to him while we're going through and trust him and hold on to, like you said, that he's our friend. And praise God, that gives me hope and comfort in that. And I've really enjoyed having Chaz on tonight. Again, check him out. He's on LinkedIn as well. And you spell his name C-H-A-Z. And his last name is Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S. And he is a child of God, a Christian author. He has served in our American Air Force Reserve. He's been in Kuwait where his book came to life. Praise God for those testimonies. So I just encourage you tonight, check out his links and get acquainted with him. He's a really nice young man, and he just has a heart for the Lord, and you just seem so laid back and simple. Like, you can just, you just kind of have that peace about you. And, you know, that's
what God is in
our life. He's our, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and he's our peace. And, you know, without him in my life, I can't even imagine where I'd be, because on those days when I'm hurting, missing my mom, she was my best friend, you know, I have to cry out to God, because it says in our weakness that his strength is, you know, made perfect. And I know when I have those weak moments, so I ask him to be my strength. And brothers and sisters, that's what I want to encourage you in tonight. You know, as Chaz was sharing, maybe you are someone. My son just had a friend that's like his brother a few months ago back in May. He joined up in the Army, you know, and he went through training and stuff. And, you know, that's a huge thing to go through in your life. Whatever it is that God may be calling you to, or, you know, whatever storm you may have in your life, whatever's going on in your life, just know that you're not alone and that God loves you and that he's the way maker. Just call out to him. I promise you, if you call out to him, he's going to be there. He's going to hear you. He loves you so much. His son to die for you on the cross. And when we can get an understanding of what the cross really is, that atonement through Jesus, the only blood that was ever needed again, the perfect lamb. Brothers and sisters, when you accept Jesus and you get your sin under that blood, he cleanses you. Your sins are washed away.
Amen. Amen.
And you're set apart and you're free. There is freedom through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And there is no other way onto the Father except through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's already done the work, brothers and sisters. All you have to do is ask him into your life. Repent of your sins and receive his gift of salvation. So many people are busy building on things of this earth, but this place is just temporary, brothers and sisters. We need to get our minds off of the carnal things, and we need to be looking to eternity, brothers and sisters, because one day each and every one of us is going to stand before the judgment. And I know myself, my goal is to hear him say, oh, this moved me in my spirit. Job well done, my good and faithful servant. And, you know, I was talking to my husband the other day, and I weep tears of joy because I love how God has used me on the radio, and now TV, we're going into 29 million homes. You know, what's
wow,
so beautiful,
that's
even
a lot.
Like,
yeah.
Just like with you, Chaz, you know, one of the things I think so beautiful, and I don't know if you ever think about it this way, but there's people that's going to get your book that you're never going to meet, that you're never going to know. But one day in heaven, have you ever heard that song called Thank You? It talks about a man's dream, and it says, I was one, thank you for giving to the Lord. And it talks about when you get to heaven, all the people that you never even knew that you reached, but they're thanking you for giving to the Lord. One talks about when someone gave to a missionary. Another was talking about a child that was in Sunday school. You prayed for me. I received the Lord. Thinking about the people in heaven that we're going to get to meet, that we brought to the Lord, or what our works impacted, that is a beautiful thing to me, and that's what it's about for me. It's not about my glory, but it's about bringing people to the Lord and about their eternal salvation. And as long as a person has a breath in them, there is hope. Never write anybody off. What would we do if God wrote us off when we was in our sin? Every one of us has sinned and falls short of the glory of God. But we need to love people. Don't look at them and judge them for their color of their skin, their outward appearance, where they're from, how they believe. You need to look at them through the eyes of Jesus and love them like Jesus. And if we, as a society, you know, every corner of every nation could learn to do that, the world would be in more of a place where God truly intended it to be, because the greatest gift of all is the love. Share that love.
Amen.
Be that love. You may be the only Bible that someone reads. Let people see the light shine through you. Sometimes when you let that light shine, you don't even have to say anything. That anointing and that power, just it flows from you when he's in your life. And that's just a beautiful thing to me, though. One day you're going to, when that time comes and you're in heaven and we're all with the saints talking, how exciting would that be to say, hey, you were a life that was changed. You know, you changed my life. through your books. You know, I think about those things, that the works we're doing for him that impact lives. So that's what it's about for me, and that's why it's so important. I understand why God brings people like you onto the show. Like, people's like, how do you meet this one and how do you meet that one? Well, God's taught me how to network, but to be honest, it's like God literally shines a light on a person. He lets them stand out. He'll say, hey, you know, that person. He leads me to
him. Wow.
Yeah. And that's how it works for me. It's through the leading of the Spirit. I just don't go, and I encourage people that is in radio or whatever it is, on a page or a group, don't just reach out to someone because they have a title. Let the Spirit lead you, because you want that person, especially in ministry work, you want to know they're bearing good fruits, and the Spirit's going to reveal that to you with through discernment. So God led me to Chaz. We connected, and God lets you know, brothers and sisters, just trust him in it. And I've been blessed getting to talk to you tonight, Chaz, and I pray that, I just want to say a prayer for you right now. Father God, I just pray tonight, dear God, that, Lord, that you start doing a new thing even in Chaz, a new anointing, Father God. Lord, bring him
Amen.
New teachings to reach new people, Father God. And God, I pray that
Amen.
You have favor over his book that by you, Father God. And Lord, let people be generous and let them be cheerful givers, God. I really feel leading in my spirit tonight, Father God, that these books should be put in soldiers' hands, God, in people's
Amen.
Hands in prison, God, because see, Chaz, dear God, he has an impartation, Father God, because he's been in places he didn't want to be and he didn't know what to expect, God. But you met him there, God. Father God, you met
Amen.
Him there, Father God, and he grew closer and you became friends with him, Father God. And Lord, help people to come to know you as the friend, God, and to understand that you love us and that you're always there. You never leave us or forsake us. So Lord, I pray for
yes,
more
Lord.
Books to come, Lord. And Lord, I pray that they get more anointed with each thing. God, let there just be in the middle of the night even, Lord, just quicken the spirit, God, and just let these lessons come like never before, God. But most of all, may you be glorified in it, Father God. And I ask that you protect him every day in his walk in life, Father God. And I speak against
yes,
any attacks the enemy tries to bring against him, Father God. Lord, just put
yes,
a hedge of protection around him. And, Lord, I just plead the blood over his life, Father God. And, Lord, I pray, dear God, that you just use him as the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, God, and as an instrument and vessel of love, Father God, to reach the people, Father God. Lord, I see some travel in this future, but not in ways that he anticipates, but it's to do with this book and these books going forth, Father God. So use him, Father
yes.
God. And I also, Father God, see him impacting young life, Father God. Lord, I see him being a mentor, Father God. I see a special young man that's coming into his life, Father God. So prepare him, dear God, as this broken young man comes his way, God. And I look to hear the testimony of what he's going to do in this little guy's life, Father God. Because there's so many out there today, Father God, kids that are broken and forgotten, dear God, that are in homes with alcoholism and abuse and drugs, Father God, that it's just this world we're seeing perilous times, Father. But God, I think, yes, Father God, help us to be used, God. Put Chaz in the places you want him to be, Father God. Mold him daily, Father God, and in my life as well, Father God. I
yes,
just ask,
Lord.
God, help us apply John 3:30 to our life, Father God. We want you to increase, Father God, that we can decrease. Because as we increase you, Father God, as we increase you, Father God, we decrease, Father God. But as we decrease, Father God, we increase in so many more areas in our life, and we are blessed, Father God. We are blessed, Father God. So we glorify you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God. And I just ask, dear God, again, for that favor to be on these books, Father God. Let them sell, Father God, and reach people that need them, God. Put them in the hands of those
yes,
people, Lord.
Lord.
And I just thank you, dear God, for this radio station and the TV, dear God. And may you be glorified in it, because without you and without your anointing, Father God, I can do nothing, Father God. I continue to offer myself as a willing vessel, Father God. Thank you for taking us into places like Kuwait, Father God. Thank you for taking
yes.
us into the Philippines and Mexico and China and Hawaii, Father God, and in the Amurites, Father God, and in all the different parts of Brazil and Peru and Chile, Father
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Sweden and Australia, Father God, Every day I go to the mat, Father God, and I see the word of God going forth, God. I just pray, dear God, you continue to expand, Father God, expand our territories for your glory, and be with each minister that ministers,
yes,
my host,
Lord,
every week, Father God. And use Chad in a mighty way, Father God. Lord, use him in a mighty way, because I feel he has a servant's heart, Father God. And I just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Can I say a short prayer for you, Sister Montel?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this unity, Lord God, that we just had, Lord God. Thank you for the conversation. I just pray that it blesses someone today, Lord God, or it blesses whoever the listener is, Lord God. So I just want to thank you for Evangelist Montel for having me on, Lord God. I just thank her for giving me the platform and the stage, Lord God, to share my story, to share the testimony and the story that you blessed me with, Lord God, as far as protecting me and keeping me, and also just giving me the wisdom to write those books, Lord God. I pray that you bless her and her family, Lord God. I just pray you just comfort her during when she misses her mom, Lord God. I pray that you bless her marriage with her husband. I pray you bless the radio broadcast. I pray that you bless the TV broadcast, Lord God, the TV production, Lord God, that it will be used for your glory and to glorify you, Lord God. I pray that you just are seen and heard through the radio and through television, Lord God, that you would just have your way. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. And we just pray that you just expand the television, expand radio, Lord God, for Evangelist Montel, Lord God. We love you and praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Beautiful prayer. Thank you, brother. I always appreciate the prayers of my brothers and sisters. And thank you also for praying for the television, because that's a huge thing, and I've had to learn a lot of stuff myself. I've never been to school for TV production or editing or anything, but God's given me what I need for that. So, and check us out, brothers and sisters, on Saturday mornings. It's on the Now Network. All you got to do is even type that in on Google. You can stream it live. You can also watch us on Roku and various cable channels as well. But the easiest thing for me to do for you to get to us is just type in the word the and then Now and Network, and it will take you. We are on live Saturday mornings, 7:30 a.m. Central and 8:30 Eastern. And this weekend, my beautiful sister in Christ, Sister Pearl Corbin, will be on. And God's done a beautiful thing. We have, next week, I have a brother in Christ, Evangelist Taven. He's actually from India, and he's going to be teaching and preaching. And my brother in Christ from Pakistan, who's he's an amazing Christian artist, he's going to be on various times. But I have also ministers from Africa that's been preaching on the radio. But praise God, what he really has taught us to work in one mind and one accord in love and unity, because internationally is what God's doing. And when you get a hold of that one mind, one accord in the love of Christ, you would be amazed in what God can do. So I want us to go out. I feel led in this song because I feel like it's important that we need to testify. We need to be a voice and testify to his goodness, to his love, and to what he's done in your life. Just like how Chad shared tonight what he's done in his life, what he's done in my life, we need to be like light shining in the city on the hill. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to hide. And one of the things I want to encourage you, and I feel this in my spirit, it's really important that you stay set apart. Don't be focused on being a man pleaser, but focus on pleasing God your Father, because that's where it's at, and that's a real important thing. You can't straddle the fence. He don't want you lukewarm. He wants you to stay right there, you know. Stay hot on fire for God, brothers and sisters. But thank you again, Chas, for being on tonight. Thank you for all
thank
of
you.
Our listeners on Reaching Out Radio International. Tomorrow night, Pastor Barb Smith is going to be sharing a message about different cycles of life, and we try to have word at least going on 5 days a week. And all of the episodes, including this one tonight, if you had someone that missed it, you can click on the links that are shared. Even just go to our the Reaching Out Radio homepage. Just type in, that's all you got to do on Blog Talk Radio. Type in Reaching Out Radio International. It will take you to our page. You can follow us there, and it will keep you updated. It'll send an email every time we have a broadcast coming on. But you can also, on that home page, scroll down, and you can see all the broadcasts that have been on. And if you click on the link, you can share Chaz's broadcast that was on tonight with other people. It's free to download. It's free to share. It's on there, praise God, 365 days a year. It's going around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So praise God for that. So it's going to be there. I've been on here for over 3 years, going on 4 now, and all the episodes from number one, you know, and now we're up to, we're in the 300s, we're getting close to 400. So praise God for that. But just be a voice out there, shining your light bright, because, you know, we need to be bringing people in out of the dark, brothers and sisters, and bring some positivity into a world the enemy is trying to make so dark. Bring some positivity. Be a blessing to someone. You know, offer yourself and some time to someone, brothers and sisters. We need to be the change that this world needs. I love you all, but know that God loves you more. Don't back down when God is backing you up, because He's our source and power in all things. And God bless you, my brother Chaz. And I want to go out tonight with this song. Like I said, I love this song. You know, raise your hands, brothers and sisters, and just glorify Him as the song plays tonight. And again, check us out again tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern, as Pastor Barb comes to bring the word. Thanks again, Chaz, for being on. Stay in touch with me and let me know about your upcoming books. We can have you back on sometime to share. And maybe down the road or something, we can do something on the TV network. Even though you're at a different place,
awesome.
you can still have someone video you and share, and I can just upload it. And so we can talk about that as well. I love this song. I'm going to share it with you all. God bless you. Good night. May God go with you the rest of the week. And just thank Him each morning that He wakes you, because that within itself is a gift. God should be glorified in all things always.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find the love He gave. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. From the mountains to the valleys, from the river to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer. Every simple act of mercy,
praise God, for as long as I live, I shall testify to love. And I've got so excited in my spirit, and I know I said I was going to sign off, but I got to be obedient and stuff, because God gives me visions, and he's grown my gifts in prophetic ministry. And as I was listening to that song, God was giving me a vision, and I see a young man, brothers and sisters, right now that is really broken, and he's contemplating taking his life. Like, he feels like there's no hope, that he's at the end. Brothers and sisters, right now, before I do go off the air, I've always got to be obedient to God, because it's him that I answer to, and I don't want any blood on my hands, brothers and sisters. So I want us to pray for this young man. I feel like he's about 15 years old in leading for the Spirit, and I just see him on, he's broken. He's a broken young man right now, and he's going through some things in his life. And Father God, right now, Father God, just through the leading of the Spirit and through obedience to you, Father God, Lord, I just lift that young man up to you, Father God. And Lord, I ask
help
that
him,
you
God.
Give him strength, Father God. Help this young man,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Let him know, dear God, that the things that people are speaking to him, Father God, are lies, Father God. Lord, send a woman right now to protect him, to help him battle these spirits, because he's so broken, Father God. I just see him crying out, God. He feels hopeless. He feels deserted, Father God. Lord, Father God, surround him in your loving arms, Father God. I'm just entrusting you, Lord. Father God, I'm feeling the Spirit move in to protect him, Father God. Lord, I'm just praying
to
you, Father God, as you show me these things, God, because I know there's power in prayer, Father God. And you said where there's two or more gathered in your name, that you are in their midst, Father God. And Father, I'm never ashamed to speak out or to go on with something when you're leading me in it, God, because I put my trust in you, not man. And I answer to you, Father God, and not man, Father God.
Amen.
And Father God, I just lift this young man up to you, Father God. And I feel his name's Jeremiah, Father God. So Jeremiah, I'm trusting that God's going to put this, that you're going to be encouraged, and we're going to hear your testimony. I've heard these kind of testimonies before. God, I'm just trusting you to put someone in his life, Father God, and lift him up tonight, Father God. Just be with him, Father God. Comfort him, hold him, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just entrust him to you. And I glorify you, and I thank you for that testimony. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Brother, amen.
I want to encourage you in that as well. If God ever, you may be getting ready to close something down, you may be getting ready to leave church, whatever it may be, if you feel leading in the Spirit and God shows you a vision or he puts someone on your heart, never be ashamed to step up in what God's calling you to do. Be obedient in that, because someone's life, someone's healing, someone's miracle, whatever it is, someone's salvation, when that Spirit's leading you, you let the Spirit lead you. You pray for them and you go forth in what God called you to do. Never be ashamed to be used for his glory, or to let people know that the Spirit leads you in things, or that God talks to you, because it's not them that you answer to at the end of the day. It's God, and at the end of our life, that's really important. Just be obedient to what God leads you in. God bless you all. Have a great night. Have a happy Thursday. Try to wake up in the morning. First things first, thank God. And if you choose for your day to be positive, brothers and sisters, get in some words. Even if it's some Proverbs or some Psalms, sing some songs, whatever it is. The things that you put into your life are what you're going to get out of your life. It's just like your vehicle. If you want your vehicle to run good, you got to put gas in it. You got to keep the oil changed. So put in the good things so you can get the good things out. If you have a positive attitude, it's going to make a difference in your day. And share a smile with someone and be a blessing. But most of all, share God's love to the world. Good night, everyone. God bless you, Brother Chaz. I look forward to hearing from you again. Stay in touch, and we will be talking about other things, having you back on the radio as new books come out. And also, we'll do something on TV as God leads us. So God bless you, brother. Have a good rest of the week. And don't back down, brother. Just keep going, because God's backing you up.
Thank you.
Have a really great night. God bless everyone.
You too.
Thank you.